today I'm going to be talking about assimilation and palatalization. Assimilation refers to the way word stems, word endings, and post bases get adjusted so that they can work together to create meaning and to make sense. It's kind of like putting puzzle pieces together if the ends of the puzzle pieces had to change in order to fit each other. In order to understand the assimilation process, we need to understand the following rules and the following constraints. Some of the terminology may be a little daunting, but just like we talked about with the consonant grid, don't let that intimidate you. The terminology is there to help you talk about the language and to talk about these concepts. But it is your understanding and your application of these concepts that is the most important. It's more important whether you know how to construct any backwards and sentences than whether or not you even remember what a consonant cluster means. So let's get started with clusters. So before we can go into how sounds are changed, we need to know what sounds do not go together in Inupiaq. Some letter combinations just do not work in this language, and they are known as impossible clusters. So just like Rory and Dean from the Gilmore Girls, as good as these letters look together, they will not ever end up with each other, ever. And there are four types of impossible clusters in Inupiaq. The first is a cluster of three or more consonants. For instance, you're never going to find a combination of the letters MLP in Inupiaq. And you're not going to find a cluster of LQR. So that's not going to happen in Inupiaq. There are some exceptions to this. So in Inupiaq, there are two digraphs. And a digraph is where two letters are used to represent one letter or one sound. And in Inupiaq, the two digraphs are hra and ja. So we've got the SR combination and the CH combination, hra and ja. Those are counted as one letter. So if you see a combination of those digraphs with another consonant, that is okay, that is going to work. And we actually have two more digraphs that are not in the Inupiaq Ajagat, in the Inupiaq alphabet, and those are kh and kh. So kh and qh. So kh, kh, and qh, kh. So those are the two other digraphs, and those are counted as a single letter in Inupiaq. The second type of impossible cluster is a cluster of three or more vowels. So as beautiful as the island of Maui is, its combination of A, U, and I would not fly in Inupiaq. We can't have three vowels together in a word. Third type of impossible cluster are sounds from different rows on the consonant grid. Consonants that are in different rows of the consonant grid do not work together. The fourth type of impossible cluster are velar and uvular sounds. So again, we're bringing up terminology from the consonant grid. So basically, the velar and uvular sounds are ga, kha, ga, and ra. So K and Q, and then G and dotted G. So you're not going to have any combination of these letters in Inupiaq. It's just not going to happen. So those are the impossible clusters. So now that you know what doesn't work, what sounds do not mix, we can talk about assimilation. As I said before, in language, assimilation refers to when sounds from one piece of language get adjusted so that they are more similar to the other piece of language that you're working with. So for example, in English, we have the two words don't you. Think about how you pronounce that phrase in your everyday speech. We've got don't you, but some people say don'tcha or don't you. That is an example of assimilation in English where sounds are becoming more similar to each other. And some major factors in assimilation in Inupiaq are weak and strong letters. And we're going to start with consonants. Inyubak has certain letters that are considered weak or strong. Weak consonants a lot of times get dropped from words during the assimilation process. They just get deleted, while strong consonants often get assimilated to another sound. They get changed to another sound. And our two specific consonants where this is going to come up are K and G, so Q and K. In Inyubak, there are weak Qs and strong Qs. And in the lessons on this site where this podcast is hosted, the strong Qs will be capitalized so that you can easily identify them. But in any other literature and in speech, you're just not going to be able to figure out which Q is a strong Q and which Q is a weak Q. So that's something that you're going to have to internalize as you learn the language. But in our lessons, strong Qs are capitalized, just to make that easy for you. And in Inyubak, all Ks are strong. So remember that all Ks are strong. So with weak Qs, a lot of times they just get dropped. They don't get assimilated. And strong Qs, a lot of times they do get assimilated, and the sound that they get assimilated to is ra, the dotted G. So you go from a strong Q, ka, to a dotted G, ra. And with Ks, you go from a ga, a K, to either ga, a G, or nga, an N with a tail. When I was in grade school, we called it a bamilik N, so that just means an N with a tail. Another major factor in assimilation is the weak I. So not only do we have weak and strong consonants, but we also have weak and strong vowels, specifically the I. We've got a weak I and a strong I. I'm going to talk about the strong I later. I'm going to start with the weak I. So in Inyubak, the letter I is classified as either strong or weak. And this affects the letters that are around the I, and it can even affect the I itself. And so there are two main changes that occur with a weak I. Before we get into that, you will need to know that a weak I is always alone. You will never find a weak I next to another vowel. You'll find it next to consonants, but you won't find it next to another vowel. But in the assimilation process, in the process of constructing words and sentences in Inyubak, it's kind of inevitable that the weak I will be placed next to another vowel. So what do we do about that? In this case, the weak I has to change. And when the weak I gets placed next to another vowel, it changes to an A. And I'm going to give you an example here. So we've got the word sinyi. Sinyi means edge. And say I want to add a third person possessive ending. I want to say its edge, or his edge, or her edge. And the third person possessive ending is a. So you add an a to the end of the word. But then that puts the weak I next to another vowel. So instead of adding sinyi and a, where you have something like sinya, you would change it to sinya. So its edge, sinya. So notice that the weak I at the end of sinyi gets changed to an a. Another thing that happens with weak I's is consonant gemination. So gemination just means a doubling. Instead of one, there's going to be two. And this happens with two-syllable nouns. For instance, listen to the way the following nouns are dualized. So I'm going to give you three nouns. Gamik, which is boot. Dupik, which is tent or house, depending on your dialect. And iri, which means I. Gamik, dupik, iri. These are all singular forms of the nouns. They just refer to one of the object. Now I'm going to give you the dual forms of the nouns, which refers to two of the object. Gamik, gammak. Dupik, dupak. Iri, irrak. So notice that not only was the middle consonant doubled, but the semi-final weak I. Semi-final just means the second to the last letter. The semifinal weak I gets changed to an A. So in that case, you've got not only the consonant gemination, you have the change from the weak I to the A. So I'm going to say those nouns again. Gamik, gammak, dupik, dupak, iri, irrak. And the last form of assimilation that we're going to go over is called palatalization. And this is where strong I's come in. So we've just talked about weak I's. Now we're going to talk about strong I's. Palatalization refers to when a sound gets changed so that the sound is spoken against the palate. And if you remember from the consonant grid lesson, the palate is the roof of the mouth. So a palatal is a sound that's made against the roof of the mouth. And in Inupiaq, the major factor of palatalization is the strong I. Basically, with strong I's, if the strong I is immediately followed by any of these following letters, da, la, la, na, then those letters get changed. Da changes either to sa or cha. La gets changed to lia. La gets changed to lia. And na gets changed to nya. So pay attention to how these sounds are adjusted. Da, sa, or cha. La, lia. La, lia. Na, nya. So these sounds are not being changed completely, they're just being adjusted. All of these things, impossible clusters, weak and strong consonants, weak and strong I, palatalization, these all play a factor into how you create words and sentences in Inupiaq. So practice these. Take a look at lessons in your grammar book. Take a look at what letters have weak or strong consonants and vowels. And I hope you join me next time for the next Inupiaq lesson. Dara.